too. Yep. Just real quickly, you know, we've kind of had a summer of big wind events. Everybody, you know, across the state has dealt with it at some level. We had some big ones early. We were able to pull in some resources and get those cleaned up. We did have another event that hit us right there in Pierre, in North Pierre. We had a lot of tree damage again. Again, a great response from the entire department. At Waihi Downstream in particular, right there in Pierre, day after the storm, after the wind went through, we had a number of trees down, branches, those kinds of things. We had fisheries crews from wildlife. We had land crews from wildlife. We had volunteers, interns, whoever it might have been. We even had myself and Nedved were out there getting in the way, which I'm sure people didn't appreciate. But yeah, it was a full court press by the GFP team to help get Owyhee Downstream back open, and couldn't be more proud of the team and the way that they respond to these kinds of things, and really appreciate Tom in the Wildlife Division for helping us out and getting us back on track. That particular storm, like I said, we've had no there was no injuries, there was no facility damage. It's all trees and those kinds of things. And so thankfully it's just a cleanup effort. We did have a couple of campers and some boats that got banged up, and you know, that's kind of the cost of doing business during the summer. So nothing out of the ordinary there. This last Tuesday, we had another big wind event that came through, hit the eastern side of the state a little bit. Again, no structural damage. Dealing with some more tree damage. I know Lake Vermilion got hit pretty good in some of those areas. But just checked with Jeff Van Meter this morning. It sounds like we're able to handle all that with the team that we've got in place, and you know, we're not going to see an interruption to service. Things just look a little different, right? When you start losing some shade trees, and some places have more to give than others. Again, just couldn't be more proud of the response that we get from our team, and how quickly they get on things, how efficient they are, and getting us back open, and the general public doesn't even know that we had the kind of circumstances that we've had. So, yeah, not a lot to report other than things are moving along just the way that they normally do during summer. We get these things, we react to them, and we try to minimize the impact to the public. So.
Thanks, Scott. One last thing for you is in number 27, you're going to do the camping visitation and revenue report.
Yeah, just real briefly, want to talk about what happened in June. Number 27, I believe it's identified in your books. When you look at our visitation report, we start to see that June was not maybe up to where last year's numbers were. We see that overall we were down, I think, about 20 or about 10% for the month. A little concerning, right? Anytime you see a number go backwards, but when you look a little further into the numbers, you see that we're still well above what our averages are for June. Over a 5-year average, we're still tracking, you know, really well with visitation. I don't think it's a surprise to anybody that we are not likely to sustain the numbers that we've seen over the last 2 years. So visitation down a little bit, that's understandable, and it does impact some of our revenue side as far as annual park entrance licenses and those kinds of things, but right now it's not substantial. As we move into the camping numbers, you'll see that the month of June was actually the best June we've ever had from a camping standpoint. So even though we may not be seeing the number of visitors, those that are showing up are utilizing the campgrounds and likely extending stays. June, we had a couple other things that went on. This is a kind of a new first year where I think we had the full-blown June 19th holiday. So that obviously impacted some of our numbers. The way that the 4th of July hit, end of the month, I think we saw a lot of folks that looked at Thursday and said, well, let's maybe take an extra day and add it on to the 4th of July. That impacts our June numbers. So things fell right for us, and we had a strong June. We're, like I said, above any place that we've ever been. So things are still tracking strong. July is still tracking strong for reservations and arrivals. I think the rest of the summer looks pretty good for us, barring any major weather patterns that we don't have a whole lot of control over. So yeah, visitation's concerning a little bit. We'll continue to monitor that. The one thing that I know we missed in the book, And I apologize for that. That's my issue. We didn't talk, we don't have the revenue picture in there. But the revenue picture actually, you know, I talked about visitation being down. Yeah, we're, for the month, we were down a little bit on revenue from an entrance standpoint, but we were up pretty decent in again, in our camping numbers. Overall, we're down in the month of June over last year. We're down 1%. So revenue-wise, we're tracking right about that $4.1 million worth of revenue in June. When we look at our year-to-date numbers, again, we're down slightly, but we're down about 3% in revenue. Do we wish that it was always increasing? Yeah, that'd be great. But to see us kind of back off about 3%, I think that's probably pretty typical. We're gonna find out what new normal looks like moving forward here over the next few years. But still, just really strong numbers. A lot of participation. We're getting people out doing the things they need to do, and we're still, like I said before, we're in a real positive space right now, and things are looking good. So.
Thanks. If we have any questions for Scott, Commissioner Risler.
Scott, any indication if families are choosing not to travel because of the high fuel costs and pulling those boats and campers?
Through the chair, Mr. Risler. I don't know that we have data specifically to back that up, but we definitely anecdotally, we've been through this before. We've been through high gas prices. We know what we saw before, and we didn't see a reduction in camping or park use. What we saw was just trip reduction, the miles that people were maybe willing to travel. So they stay a little more local, but they're still showing up to do those things. I think what we have done as a department and as a commission is keep our prices really reasonable, and it makes it a good option, right? When all those things, other things are costing a lot more money, we have a local option. We have an activity that isn't over the top. It doesn't cost you $200 a ticket to go to a professional baseball game, whatever it is. We're still really reasonably priced. We're locally, we're available locally to most folks, and it just makes it an attractive option. What I do think we saw is maybe those folks that were coming from the east side, whether that's other states or the eastern part of South Dakota, maybe they aren't heading all the way out to Yellowstone, and especially given some of the events that are happening out there, maybe short stopping in the Black Hills. Or they might be short stopping at the Missouri River. I think it's just a change in plans. I don't know that it's a cancellation of plans.
Any other questions? Wrap it up for the Parks and Rec Division. Thanks, Director Simpson. That'll take us to number 28, the Elk Raffle License. Director Kirschman, you going to do that one?
Yes, sir.
Then we're going to have to deal with the denial of those petitions and the resolutions that